T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Remember on the show today, if you're a good call, and Ike is Judge Wapner, so he's the one that's deciding whether or not you get it. But $100 gift certificate to Robbins Delaware Diamonds for the good callers today. So just all you got to do, and I can't really tell you what to do, what to say, or whatever, but $100 gets it done, Ike. And you're Wapner. Were you a People's Court guy?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yep, Judge Wapner. I've always been a court guy until I started doing the afternoon show.
So that, because all the ones are in like early afternoon?
Yeah.
Well, I used to DVR Judge Mathis, if you want to know the...
Judge Mathis, Judge Judy.
And People's Court I use. I can't do Judge Judy. She's
Judge
too mean.
Judge Million.
Yeah, I love Judge Million. She's awesome. Now, Judge Judy's mean, and she's unfair.
Judge Judy is the best.
She's mean and unfair, and
love her.
She's not fair when she does the... She doesn't listen to the people speak. I get it. It's a shtick or whatever. She's rude.
Yeah.
I don't like her at all.
That's why I like her. You think you're going to court for happy times?
Do you hear what she did when she negotiated a new contract?
What?
So they were like, I don't know if we can give you this much. She just said, think about it. And then she gave him a number. She walked away. She came back the next day, and they're like, all right.
They had it ready.
She's making 50-plus million a year.
That's Judge Judy.
She's the highest paid person on TV for many, many years based on her syndication deals.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't watch her. I can't do
it. And she follows me on Twitter.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
The Judge Judy?
Yeah, I doubt if it's her, whoever's handling her account.
Why do they follow you?
Well, because I follow them.
Oh, I thought you guys had a personal connection or something.
No.
Judge Judy.
No, I didn't DM. I didn't slide in her DMs.
Yeah, Judge Judy does not follow you.
She follows four people. That's a fake Judge Judy.
That's the fake Judge Judy?
Yeah, she only follows four people.
Hold up, bro. Y'all sure y'all on the real Judge Judy?
I got the check mark.
Oh, that is the real Judge Judy. That ain't right.
Well, maybe she has a show account. Like, this is actually Judge Judy.
Is it another judge named Judy?
No, but there might be a personal account, then there might be a show account, right? Like, Ike Reese has.
Y'all just busted my bubble. Hold on,
please. Yeah, bragging to, Judge Judy follows me.
She was one of my famous followers.
Well, you must have done something wrong. No, she only follows four people.
You're right.
That's the worst, isn't it? Like, I had a friend that thought he got into Cornell, and he was bragging to me for, like, 3 weeks. I got into Cornell. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened. And then it turned out it was Cornell College in, like, Iowa.
Yeah.
No, she was following me, man. She unfollowed me, probably. It
looks like they unfollowed a lot of people.
Yeah, see?
No, they trimmed. And they trimmed down. They trimmed everybody out.
Yeah, I knew she would. And this is when she first opened up her account.
Oh.
So
you guys have been homies for a long time.
I was one of her first... Like I said, I doubt if it's her, but who's ever running the account?
And they got fired.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow Judge Mathis right now. That's actually good. I like Judge Mathis.
You like Judge Mathis?
I
met Judge Mathis at a Sixers game.
Really?
1 year, yeah. He was in, I forget which year it was he was in.
Greg Mathis? He's a Detroit guy.
It was the All-Star game.
Is that right?
Remember when the All-Star game was here?
Yes.
I was like 02 or something like that, 03?
Yes.
Yeah. He was at the, I was the Saturday, the
Judge Mathis was at the
All-Star game, man. He was.
And Judge Joe Brown got all drunk and someone videotaped him, and they didn't renew his deal.
Good. That wasn't good.
All right, so check this out.
Yes.
Todd McShay mock draft 1.0. I saw it on ESPN.com, right?
Mm.
So here's the great thing. Eagles pick last in the first round at this point. That's what I took away from it. Like,
because of the record.
He's got the best record in football. Take that.
We're picking at the back end.
Yeah. So McShay has them taking Bama linebacker Rashawn Evans. And here's this little caption that he writes. The Eagles have one of the most complete rosters in the NFL, though offensive tackle could be an issue if 35-year-old Jason Peters isn't the same coming back from his knee injury. But another versatile linebacker such as Evans, who has had a strong senior campaign, is a good pick to help bolster an already elite defense. So there you go. He's a senior, 6'3", 234, plays all three positions, 5 sacks, first on teams and tackle for a loss. I mean, at that point, I guess you're just going for, you're really always
best
going best available.
Yeah.
But you really are.
I'd be surprised they take a linebacker in the first round.
We think the biggest need is? Wide receiver?
No. I would say O-line, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on with Jalen. Unless we fall in love with Big V the rest of the year.
Well, I would agree that they need to get – they really have to look long and hard at maybe moving Lane to the left side.
Right.
I know he's done great at the right side. He's being paid to be a left tackle, and he's dominating. Yep. Put him over on the left side, please. Get him over there. That's if Jason Peters isn't back next year, and who knows what will actually happen with that. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Barrington, New Jersey. What's up, Michael?
What up, Mike?
How you guys doing?
How are you?
I'm crushed now that Judge Judy ain't following me.
My number one pick would be Tony Romo as a backup because the last time he played the Eagles, he drove right down and scored, and he's got the most experience. But we have another guy, Mike Vick, that would he'd walk on tomorrow, and I'd take them both over RG3.
Really? I'm surprised at that. Or at least RG3 has been staying in shape, ready to play. The other two, I haven't even thought about playing this year.
Yeah, the one, like, Romo, maybe you could make the case that he'd be able to. I think you would go after Romo, Mike, if.
Romo doesn't want to play football, man. If he wasn't going to play, yeah, like, Romo doesn't want to play football.
But here's what I'm saying. Yeah. If, let's just say, God forbid, hypothetically, something happened to Foles and he wasn't going to be playing the rest of the season.
Yeah.
That's where
Romo. Still got three regular season games to play.
Romo would want to come out and be like, all right, listen, we need you for five games. You win the Super Bowl, you need to play five games. He could maybe do that, but I mean, it's so far-fetched, but that's the only, like, he's not coming in to be the backup for Nick Foles.
No.
And Michael Vick ain't coming back to do anything.
Here's the other thing Romo is not doing. Do you really think Jerry Jones's other son, his favorite son, Tony Romo, is going to come out of retirement to help a division rival?
Could you imagine?
Win? That's not happening.
Does he want a Super Bowl to pad that Hall of Fame career, Ike?
No, he's going up in that Ring of Honor in the Cowboys department because I think he holds just about every passing record.
Yeah, he does
for them. So. He'll be going up in their Ring of Honor, and I'm telling you, he would get it. The moment the word leaked out that he was thinking about it, Jerry Jones would call him.
Then I'm behind it. Could you imagine how great that would be?
Do we really want Romo to come out and win us a Super Bowl?
No, I'm saying if it's Sudfeld or Romo, I'm going Romo.
I'm going Sudfeld.
Do we even know anything about Nate Sudfeld?
No.
But I know about Romo. I'm going Sudfeld.
Can you imagine him throwing a last minute interception by Romo?
And then right,
and loses the game.
And you know everyone in this city will think he did it on purpose. Yeah. He didn't want us to go to the Super Bowl.
It's official. I want Romo signed right now. How great would that be?
He gets to that NFC Championship game and has his worst game.
Oh, my God.
We wouldn't be able to live with ourselves.
The possibilities with Romo coming to town. I'm not rooting for any injuries there, like Reese.
Right.
But just in case.
Just the storyline.
Get it on the back burner. No, right. He could win it. Could you imagine? He rode into Philadelphia.
Here's what
wins the Super Bowl and rides into the sunset.
No, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine that. No, I can't.
Hey, coming up, who else could they possibly bring in? Let's be creative.
Why not get Roger? We just interviewed him. How'd he look?
He was pretty fit.
He looked good to me.
I have a couple names, including one suggested by our program director, Spike Eskin, and he was serious. And this is a viable former first-round draft pick that's still relatively young.
I thought Spike suggested G.J. Kenny.
And his nickname may be Johnny Football.
Oh, hell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.